بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أهلا وسهلا. A very warm welcome to this Tuesday morning live edition of Living the Legacy. It's now 11 minutes past the hour of 11 Central African time. It is just gone past 12 o'clock in Saudi Arabia, in Makkah al-Mukarrama, in Mina, where millions of pilgrims gather for the first day of Hajj Yom Tarwiyah, the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, for Hajj 1436, Hajj 2015. It is another opportunity for millions to converge, to fulfill the fifth pillar of Islam, and to experience the life-altering and the journey of a lifetime. Truly, it is that. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unites the hearts of the Ummah, that He brings the Hujjaj together in spirit, in heart, and soul, and that He makes this Hajj a Hajj by which the Hujjaj themselves are transformed in word and action, and their personal mission in life, and one which impacts on the rest of us as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with all the goodness that these 10 blessed days of the Hijjah bring to us, as promised to us in Quran and Hadith. These righteous days, these blessed days, days which are so precious for the worship and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The lines are open and I'd love to hear from you. You can stay in touch via WhatsApp to +6013-260-8592, via email to Raihana, R-A-Y-H-A-A-N-A-H, @gmail.com, or tweet me via the hashtag RIHajj2015. I'd love to hear from you if you have performed Hajj in previous years, and you know, you're thinking back to the first day of Hajj, you're thinking back to the 8th of the Hijjah, the first day of Hajj, the Hujjaj in Mina. What are your memories of Mina? What stands out? I'm not talking about the 10th, 11th and 12th. I'm talking about the first day of Hajj. The moment you arrive in Mina, you spend the day in Mina. What are the memories you have from your own Hajj experience? So when you think about Mina and you think about your own 8th of Dhul-Hijjah as a Haji, or as a Hajjah, what do you remember about this day? I'd love to know. WhatsApp +6013-260-8592. Email Raihana, R-A-Y-H-A-A-N-A-H, @gmail.com, or tweet us with our official hashtag, Twitter, hashtag RIHajj2015. Today on the program, I'm going to elaborate on the gift of Dhul-Hijjah. I'll share with you some Hajj reflections of a student of mine, and we're going to, inshallah, speak to Hujjaj who are live in Mina this morning, inshallah. All of this coming up on the program, and inshallah, I look forward to hearing from you, asking you the question today: what are your experiences? If you've performed Hajj before, what are your experiences? What do you recall? What are your memories of being in Mina on the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah? I'd love to know, inshallah. You know, when we talk about the gift of Dhul-Hijjah, we talk about what is the benefit of these days, and how can we gain maximum benefit from the days of Dhul-Hijjah. I think one of the things we can realize, and that we all know about already, is that these days, the days of Dhul-Hijjah, as the Hadith tells us, are days that are packed, jam-packed with blessings and golden opportunities. And I say golden opportunities because it is a chance for you and I to go back and reflect on our Ramadan goals. Or if we've performed Hajj previously, to go back and reflect on what our goals were in previous years or previous Hajj experiences. What were those goals, and what did we intend to do to change our lives? If we haven't gone for Hajj, or if we cannot recall what those Hajj goals and aspirations were, then perhaps to look to something much more recent, and that's the Ramadan that passed, and ask ourselves that question: what were the promises we made to ourselves or to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What were the changes that we wanted to bring into our lives? Are we still strong and steady, consistent with those changes? Or, like everybody else, do we need those reminders? And that is where the month and the days of Dhul-Hijjah come into play. You see, they serve as an incredible reminder, because the Hadith itself propels us into action, into wanting to do, to be better, to pray more, to worship Allah more, to be more conscious of remembering Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so these days are opportunities for you and I to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remind ourselves of why we were created and who we really are. If we take away all the labels, then who are we? We're first and foremost the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the days of Hajj that are surrounded with lessons and reminders about Tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah, unity, sincerity, worship, prayer and praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are ideal reminders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen different times and places and actions or ibadah and has made them special. And these are all as an opportunity for us to get the pleasure and the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when there's millions who are right now answering the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying and proclaiming, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, and they're making their way, and many of them have already reached to, most of them have reached to Mina. What about the rest of us? What about those of us who are staying home and our lives are going on? I know we'd all give anything we could to be there with them, right? We're at work, or we're with our children, or in our homes. But our hearts are in Mina today. Our hearts are with the millions who are there answering the call and are chanting, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. But Allah has decreed that we're not there, right? Subhanallah. So what can we do? What should we be doing? Now I know this is going to be a reminder for many of us, but I encourage you to stay listening, because these reminders are beneficial for the believers. The reminders encourage us to do more than we are already doing. They encourage us to be consistent. They remind us of how merciful a Lord we have, who's given us these special days to draw closer to Him and to gain His pleasure and His mercy. The hadith mentioned in Ahmad and At-Tabrani is that there is no day more honorable in Allah's sight and no acts more beloved therein to Allah than those in these 10 days. So say tahleel, takbir, and tahmeed a lot, meaning on these days. And so that's to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah. And the ulama teaches that two of the best comprehensive ways to take all these remembrances of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put them together, is with the third and the fourth kalima. The third kalima being Subhanallahi, Walhamdulillahi, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. And the fourth kalima being لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. And so just like the days of Ramadan allow us to increase our self-control, our good deeds, and to emerge as better people at the end of these 10 days, the days of the Hijjah allow for this as well. It's another chance for you and I to mend, to correct, to improve, to strengthen our relationship with our Creator. A chance to reflect. And what better time than now to realize that the times we're living in is filled with so much of fleeting thoughts and mindlessness and, you know, abstract thinking and distraction. And these 10 days of the Hijjah rein us back in, pull us back in, and allow us to get back on the correct track. And that is ensuring that our days are filled with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That at every opportunity we are praising Allah, glorifying Him, declaring that He is the greatest, and reminding and affirming heart and soul that there is none worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this to me is the greatest gift that Allah blesses us with. We may not be fortunate to have been called for the Hajj this year, but if we are alive and we are with Iman and we are with a conscious heart, then we are fortunate enough to be alive, to be living these days, and to be able to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in the times that we live in, and we hear it being said over and over again, people are so absorbed in their own lives, in their own careers, or professions, or studies, or families, that people don't even have time to fulfill the rights of neighbors or friends. Sadly so. People have not even kept up family ties. And people use the excuse of there being no time. But the 10 days of Hajj allow us to, of the Hijjah, allow us to slow down, to reflect, to realize what's truly important to us as believers. And that is the worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that our lives should be filled with the remembrance of Allah. That remembrance which brings peace to the hearts. Think of whatever the Hujjaj are reciting, whether it's when they're pouting, or when they're seeking forgiveness in Arafah tomorrow and making dua, or the labaik that they're reciting. All of them, all of these azkar, all of these means of supplication and remembrance to Allah have one common thread. It is declaring the oneness of Allah, and it is remembering Him, remembering the One who made you. When we love someone, when we care for someone, we think about them often. If we're not with our parents, or our spouse, or our children, or our best friend, we think of them. We phone them or we message them. We let them know that we're thinking of them. And these are for people in the world, the dunya that we love. Those of us that have lost loved ones, we think of them too. And when we do, we perhaps shed a tear. Or we remember some fond memories of them. And most importantly, when we think of them, when we remember our marhumeen, we make dua for them. Right? But what about remembering the One who made us, the One who is above and beyond any analogy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the One who made us, the One who created us, the One who shaped, molded, nurtured, sustains us, loves us more than our own mothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can remember the earthly beings so much, that those that we love, those that we are fond of, those that we admire and respect, then what about remembering the One who created us all? Shouldn't our days be filled in His remembrance, in the dhikr, or the tongue, and in our actions? So these 10 days of the Hijjah allow us to pause, to stop that rat race of living, and just ask ourselves, do I prioritize my relationship with Allah? And how often do I make dhikr? In these days, let's increase our focus on dhikr, on remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on fasting, on salah, on recitation of Quran. But as we worship Allah, let there be presence and mindfulness as we worship Allah. Whether our heads are in sujood, on the floor, whether we are making dhikr, the words on our lips, whether we are praising Allah through our actions, let's ask ourselves, are our hearts and minds present? Because if there's anything the Hajj teaches, it's mindfulness. It's about being in a state of being present, present with Allah, present and knowing the concept of ihsan coming alive. So when we make the dhikr, while the hujjaj are reciting the labbaik, we, thousands of kilometers away, are we making dhikr with conviction, with sincerity? Are we making dhikr with yaqeen, with ikhlas? Or do the words only come from our tongues and lips? It's a chance for us to ask ourselves, what is the quality of my dhikr, rather than just what is the quantity of my dhikr? When I make dhikr, am I present? Am I making dhikr with heart, mind and soul? You know, when it comes to the Hajj, and I'm sure you've all heard about our theme here at Radio Islam for Hajj 2015, that it's really about sacrifice. Our central theme is timeless sacrifice. And while we may not be on the Hajj to have been those who have traversed land and sea and mountains to reach there, or used our life savings, or left behind loved ones, or for those that are coming from countries where it is so difficult for them to preach and practice Islam, like in China, the sacrifices that they make, subhanAllah. Our sacrifice, ask ourselves, what's our timeless sacrifice? What's the legacy of our timeless sacrifice this Hajj? Although we're not on Hajj, what is the legacy of my timeless sacrifice? And if it could be one thing this year, let it be dhikr with conviction, dhikr with concentration, dhikr with sincerity, love and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to go for our first ad break of the hour. When we return, we have some hujjaj that we're going to be speaking to live from Mina. We find out what the atmosphere is like, how they're feeling, if they're ready for tomorrow, and we ask them what are their messages to their families. More after this break. Stay with us. Today's program coming to you live from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, where it's now 33 minutes past the hour of 5 and the day almost drawing to a close here in Malaysia. But it's still much, much earlier in Saudi Arabia, where Hujjaj, millions of them, now preparing for the Dhuhr Salah. We cross over live to Mina and we speak to one of our Hajjas, Sister Hasina Majid, an optometrist from South Africa. Sister Hasina, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, and how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, today was one of the best days of my life.
Tell me more.
Thousands of people saying labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, a hair-raising, heart-raising experience. I'll never trade it for anything in the world. It was beautiful.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. And tell us, is this your first hajj that you're making?
No, it's the second.
So what makes this day of Mina different from your last Hajj, the first day of Mina and your last Hajj?
In the last Hajj, the difference is this time I opted to go for non-special services. And I thought I'll try to do Hajj like everybody else and people that are not so privileged. Today is so much more better because today we are seeing life from a different angle completely. There's no comforts, no aircon. There's not even fridges with cold water. So it's a little bit rough on the side, but it's very, 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 very nice. The spirit is high.
Wonderful.
Everybody's in good spirit. There's many, many old people in our camp today. Before yesterday and the days in Azizia, we were very isolated from other judges because we were just with our group, you know, in our building. Today
yes,
we are with some people from Durban and many people from Cape Town, many, many elderly people. They are not taking well to the heat. There's a lot of people looking a bit dehydrated and all of that. But nothing too serious for now.
All right. And you're telling me you're with Cape Town Hujjaj, and they're an amazing group to be with, aren't they? They're very lively, they're very spirited. It's a very spiritual experience to be with Cape Town Hujjaj. It's something different,
yes,
isn't it?
Very different and very, very, very exciting.
So, Hasina, you're doing a walking Hajj this year?
No, this year I took the bus because I needed to assist two people on the bus. But I'm going to be walking from Mina to Arafat, inshallah, and then from Arafat to Muzdalifa and back to Mina. But for the morning,
wonderful,
we took the bus because the non-special services camp is very, very far from the Jamarat. So people that needed to come to non-special services, it was virtually impossible for them to walk because the bus drive alone was about 45 minutes to an hour. So it wasn't too possible to start the walk from where we were based and get to the camp in time. We all have to take the bus to get here. But from here on, then it would be easier to continue walking.
I'm enjoying talking to you, so I just want to keep you on the line with us. I know you're probably getting ready for Dhuhr in a few minutes, so I'm just going to try and keep it as quick as I can with you, but I really appreciate your time with us, Sister Hasina. You know, you're looking towards the day of Arafah coming up. It's less than a day away. It's the day that millions are waiting for their entire life, of redemption, of cleansing. What does this day mean to you as performing Hajj for the second time? What are your feelings and emotions leading up to Arafah?
My emotions are running very, very, very high. This year is a very emotional Hajj for me because from the last time I did Hajj to now, I've lost my grandfather. My dad isn't so well, and it's very, very emotional because I have so many things, so many du'as that I have that I want to make on this day, and inshallah, Allah accepts it from me and from everybody else.
Ameen, ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant your late grandfather Jannatul Firdaus, to grant your father a complete and a speedy shifa, so when you return to him that he is healed by the mercy of Allah, inshallah, inshallah.
Ameen.
From your previous Hajj until now, you know, we hear about improvements in the services, and again, not about the camps itself, but just generally, we're talking about the signage, we're talking about generally around you in Hajj itself, in Mina. Are you noticing an improvement? Are you noticing a difference in the services that are provided by the Saudi government?
Tremendous improvement. If I can tell you, it's nothing like what it was in 2006. The improvement all around, on the side of the Mu'assasa, who is now responsible for the South African group, on the side of SAHUK, on the side of the Saudi government in terms of their roads, their signage, the lighting, the ventilation facilities, everything has improved tremendously. I mean, things that were not here previously are now here, and it's, even for people in non-special services, it's totally comfortable.
Wonderful, wonderful. Any message you have for your family or your friends listening in today on Radio Islam?
My message is for my, I'm her biggest fan, and I know she's my biggest fan. It's my mother's sister, Sister Hawa Bibi Mohammed. She's Radio Islam's biggest fan as well. I love her so much, and I'm missing her.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Remember us all in your du'as. We hope to chat to you again tomorrow. Thank you for enlightening us and for making us feel like we're with you and the millions of others in Mina today. May Allah accept your ibadah, keep you healthy and strong, and all the best for tomorrow, inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah. Keep us in your du'as.
We will definitely. Sister Hasina Majid, an optometrist from South Africa, speaking to us live from Mina. Assalamu alaikum to you, sister. Alhamdulillah, it's an atmosphere, it's an environment, like she said at the beginning. She wouldn't want to trade today for anything in the world. And I think if you've been for the Hajj, and even if you haven't, from what you've heard people convey, from their sentiments, it's a reminder of what this journey is all about, subhanAllah. And having said that, we're going to go now and speak to one of my very close people to me, Sister Amara from Radio Islam. Sister Amara, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Afidrana. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, well. So beautiful, so happy. So happy on the first day of Hajj, alhamdulillah. We're all so happy to be here.
Alhamdulillah. How long did it take you to get to Mina, Sister Amara?
Rihanna, we left at 6 a.m. this morning from the new Hajj building. And then by the time we got into our camps, it was quarter past 7. So a beautiful, beautiful, brisk walk. It was lovely and cool. And alhamdulillah, we all came to our camps nicely. We settled down nicely. And, you know, the sisters were all bonding together. It was, you know, the old helping the young, the old. And, you know, they say Hajj also, you face a lot of challenges and trials with Hajj. And one of the challenges we're facing here is the heat. But alhamdulillah, we're taking lots and lots of liquids, lots and lots of fluid, one is into the other. But alhamdulillah, a beautiful, beautiful time we're having here in Mina.
Excellent. Alhamdulillah. Stay hydrated, inshallah. What's been your highlight, Sister Amara, so far in this first day of Hajj?
The highlight for me was, you know, just walking from Azizia to Mina. It was just so beautiful to see so many people in Ihram chanting the Labbaik, you know. Oh Allah, yeah, I come. It's just so beautiful. There's not even enough words to describe it. And you just see a sea of white tents as you're approaching Mina. And it's just too beautiful. Like that. They say actually tent city. And it's just too beautiful. Too beautiful.
Allahu Akbar. Is this your first Hajj, Sister Amara?
No, it's my second Hajj. I did Hajj when I was about over 20 years ago. So it's been a great, a big difference. You know, for me, it's like a big difference again. And what's special for me this Hajj is making Hajj with my children.
Oh, mashallah. Wow. Mashallah. And how are they doing? Are they well? Is it their first Hajj?
Yes, it's their first Hajj. And, you know, they're actually the youngest in the group. And alhamdulillah, they're doing very, very well.
Mashallah, mashallah. They're very, very fortunate to be making the Hajj and to be with their mother. I think it's like you said, it's a special experience. Few hours left. You're already halfway. You're getting closer towards Dhuhr time on your side of the world. And then tomorrow is going to be the main day, like the day of Hajj. It's the day, you know, for all Hujjaj. People have been waiting years of their life just to experience the day of Arafah. What are your emotions? How are you feeling now? Arafah is so close to you.
Very, very close. I think, you know, I think one will get too emotional to even describe that feeling also, Rihanna, because yesterday you actually pour your heart out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're actually making dua for yourself, you're making dua for your ummah, you're actually making dua for all those people who asked you to make dua for them. And my dua is, you know, so there's so many people who asked you to make dua for them. So I feel like you know who, you know, there's so many people who ask you to make dua for them, accept all the duas, you know, and it's going to be so, so emotional that words cannot even describe it, and you're all looking forward to the day of Arafah. Ameen.
Absolutely, ameen, ameen. Any message for your family, your friends back home?
Rihanna, to my husband Ismail, to my son Yusuf, my mother, your ma, to my parents, mom, dad, my brother, my nieces, my nephews, my in-laws, to everybody out there, also to Radio Islam family, to listenership as well, to all my colleagues at Radio Islam, request for duas, wish you all, inshallah, and that Allah make our Hajj journey an easy one for us as well. Rihanna, I've got Sister Sabira, she wants to say
yes,
2 minutes also, and I've got Sister Narosha sitting next to me. Yeah, let's first go to Sister Sabira. 1 second, Rihanna.
Lovely.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Sabira.
Gee, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, and how are you?
Very well, thank you. We're so happy to be here. Finally, our 5 days of Hajj have started.
MashaAllah.
Really, really an awesome experience so far.
It's your first Hajj this year?
Gee, my first Hajj, just me and my husband. But so far, so good.
Is it anything like you expected it to be? The tent city? Mina.
No, you know, everyone told you stories about the worst, but it's not actually so bad. So it's quite nice. We settled in nicely. Everyone's got their little beds. We're sitting on, we're all reading Dawal Salah right now. It's a very cozy environment.
MashaAllah. And you're looking forward to tomorrow. I know you can't wait because that's the essence of Hajj, right?
We're actually writing our last minute Arafat duas down and trying to remember everyone as well.
Yes. So don't forget all of us. Don't forget the Radio Islam team. Our team needs your duas as well.
Inshallah. Well, you also please make dua for all of us here that we all have the strength and the good health, everything to do our ibadah to the best of our ability as well.
Ameen. And you stay healthy, Ameen. You stay well, and stay hydrated in the heat as well. And if we can we speak to your Haji bin, Sister Nirosha,
okay,
please?
I'm going to give us through to you. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. All right. Wa alaikum assalam.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Sister Nirosha? Yes, we can hear you. You're live on Radio Islam. How are you doing and how has your first day of Hajj been for you?
Alhamdulillah, everything is going very well. Apart from the heat, all is well.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Your first Hajj as well?
Yeah, it's my first Hajj, just me and my husband. And so far, everything's going good.
Excellent. What's the highlight for you today so far from the morning leaving for Mina, arriving in Mina? It's half a day already there. You're bonding with sisters there. It's almost Dhuhr time. What's been something that stood out for you, a highlight of the morning so far?
Definitely the walk from Azizia to Mina. It was amazing seeing so many people going to one place. That was amazing. Truly.
What about reciting the labbaik? Getting to recite the labbaik on the Hajj, you know, as a Haji sister, as a Hajjah, reciting the labbaik, what's that feeling like?
I can't explain that feeling. It's like a feeling, no words can explain that feeling. It's truly something else. Something
that
will be with me forever.
Indeed, definitely. We're going to leave you now to get ready for your Dhuhr Salah and for you to make dua and put our names down on your Arafah list as well, please. And inshallah, we try and speak to you all tomorrow when you are in Arafah, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Sister Amara of Radio Islam with two of her Haji bens, Sister Sister Nirosha we spoke to and Sister Surya, alhamdulillah. We're now moving on to Sister Fazila Malik. She's an experienced travel agent who's been taking Hujjaj for the Hajj and Umrah for many, many years. We're going to be speaking to her and a group of sisters. So let's cross over live from Malaysia to Mina. Sister Fazila Malik, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Sister Rihanna, and to all the listeners back home?
Thank you very much. Alhamdulillah, we're doing great, and it's wonderful to speak to you directly. You've been taking groups for years and years, mashallah. So perhaps my first question would be to you: how is the first day of Hajj going for Hajj 14, Hajj 2015? How has the organization been? How are things going as a travel agent from that perspective?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 1436 Hajj this year. Obviously, with all the experiences that I had previously with the rain coming in, people were fearing as far as the rear. We had rain, as a matter of fact, yesterday in Mina, and alhamdulillah, today has been a very clear day. We left our buildings at 6 o'clock this morning due to the fact that the walk that we did from Mina to the camp that where we are located is very, very close. Due to security reasons in Mina today, they had to get everybody walking right around, and that was a bit tiring. Mashallah, it wasn't so hot at that time, but midday now, the rain, the heat is quite hot. And I mean, you know, we had one, two sisters that was, you know, getting dehydrated, and obviously being for the first time in the plain of Mina, they are now being a bit tired, exactly. But I mean, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, comparison to all the other years, it has been moving swiftly, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, wonderful. Now my next question is again to you, and I'm just fascinated with your experiences that you have from all the years, you know, put together, mashallah. And the one thing is, you know, with all the years you've been coming for Hajj, I don't know if you've lost count or if you have a count of how many Hajj you've been for, but, you know, over the years, are South African Muslims more prepared each year, spiritually prepared for the Hajj? Are they more ready to take on the challenges that come and the sacrifice that's needed with the Hajj?
Well, mashallah, you know, back home we had all our Hajj education, Hajj programs, Hajj seminars, which most of our ulamas had, you know, had it repeatedly in everywhere, like Roshni in Indonesia. And I mean, I think most of them made use of this Hajj classes, and I think they all were prepared. But even though when they have come prepared, we do have live Hajj programs during this Azizia days, because they become idle minds away from the harem, so we keep, you know, giving them lectures on a daily basis, on freshly, so they at least adhere to it. And also at the same time with our ulamas on the plains of Mina, giving them on each step of way forward, so at least one could not do any mistakes, inshallah.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا
On the program today, we've been speaking to Hujjaj, the sisters who are on the Hajj live in Mina. We've spoken to Sister Amara, Radio Islam International presenter of Women's Weekly. We spoke to other sisters who were with her and traveling with her and got an idea and a sense of the atmosphere, the feeling of what it's like to be on Hajj this year, Hajj 1436. We could sense from the way they spoke, from their tone of voice, we could sense the excitement. You know, this whole mix of emotions, subhanAllah, as they prepare now to settle in Mina and then preparing for tomorrow, the day of Arafah, subhanAllah. We then spoke to Sister Hasina Majid, an optometrist from South Africa. She shared with us her experience being on Hajj for the second time and what it felt like for her. And that was, as she put it, an electrifying experience. We then spoke to Sister Fazila Malik, a travel agent from South Africa, and she was talking to us about her experience. Unfortunately, our lines did break, our network. We were talking to her about the experience and her observation. And seeing South African Hajjaj come year after year, how are they preparing? Is there an improvement in how we prepare spiritually? Are we ready to face and tackle the challenges and sacrifices head on? And that was quite enlightening, alhamdulillah. Tomorrow, join me again tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. That's 8 to 9 p.m. here in Malaysia. It will already be 8. And I'll be sharing with you more about the day of Arafah. And more than that, we're going to speak and connect to sisters from around the world in Arafah and understand and find out how they relate to this day and what this day means to them, to their faith, to their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why the day of Arafah is such a highlight, why it is the pinnacle of the Hajj. So plenty more coming up tomorrow on the program. For now, I'm going to leave you with the talbiyah, inshallah. And we will connect tomorrow, but please enjoy the rest of the day in company of Radio Islam International. And keep watching out for our Twitter hashtag, RIHajj2015. Until we meet again tomorrow, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.